The president of South Africa's ruling African National Congress, Jacob Zuma, told reporters the decision to drop corruption charges against him had proven his innocence.
We thank all of them for believing in my innocence, my assertions of a political conspiracy, and of being a victim of a systematic abuse of power.
A high court in Durban formally withdrew the charges. Zuma had been accused of accepting bribes to thwart an investigation into allegations of corruption in a multi-billion dollar arms deal during the mid-1990s. His financial advisor was convicted 4 years ago of fraud in the case and served a 2-year prison sentence before being paroled last month. But the National Prosecuting Authority dropped the charges against Zuma, saying it had discovered evidence through secretly recorded telephone conversations that senior investigators had manipulated the process for political purposes. The prosecutor said they believed the case still had legal merits, but the investigation had been irreparably tainted. Zuma, who resigned as South Africa's deputy president 4 years ago because of the charges, said he had been vindicated.
My conscience is clear. I have not committed any crime against the state or the people of South Africa. I had no difficulty with responding to the charges as I knew they were baseless.
Zuma, as head of the ANC, is widely expected to become South Africa's next president in elections in 2 weeks. He was to have gone on trial in August. Zuma's supporters greeted the decision with street celebrations, saying he could now assume the nation's highest office without the cloud of suspicion over his head. But opposition parties objected. They said the case against Zuma should continue, and instead, an investigation into the alleged interference should be launched. One party, the Democratic Alliance, petitioned a high court to review the decision. South Africa's election campaign has intensified, with a new political party challenging the ANC in its traditional strongholds. The Congress of the People, or COPE, emerged from a split within the ANC over the resignation last year of former President Thabo Mbeki, 6 months before the end of his last term. Mr. Mbeki was obliged by the party to step down after a series of confrontations with Zuma supporters. Scott Bobb, VOA News, Johannesburg.